Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. I'm totally going to go off the cuff today. I literally haven't had a chance to catch up on everybody's show, so I don't know what the topic of conversation is currently. We should really get like a topic conversation thread going on G+ or something, like hashtag week of, you know, first week of September or second week of September. Let's talk about this, or these are the conversations that are happening. So I've been doing lots of menial labor at work, and I should have really sat down and actually downloaded a bunch of podcasts. However, my whatever it is officially not at work, so I need to find that. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm hoping to catch up on everybody's shows. I know I got probably about 4 or 5 for everybody. So, that's my intro. Just give me one sec. So I was just reading Ben Milton, Evelyn M., and I can't remember everybody else, the sort of new OSR primer that's making the rounds. And it's great if you haven't seen it yet. I'm going to probably put a post up on my blog about it, but it's really good. Reading it, though, it made me realize that I'm very much an old school DM and I'm very much an old school player. And there's things that I can do better as both. That being said, the people that I currently play with, I think I'm going to have to, you know, eventually when I GM, maybe play 5e or something, because they don't quite get the shtick of it. And that's cool, but it's sort of about, you know, if you only have limited time to get together, you know, let's play stuff that not only I kind of want to play, obviously, but, you know, that the players are going to have fun with. So, yeah, but I'm, as far as I can tell at this point, I'm going to be pretty much being a player for a while, which is cool. Actually, I'm totally good with it. Eventually, as I said 100 times, I'm going to get, maybe try and run some games online. And then at least then I can kind of do it the old school way that I want to. But, yeah, getting back to that, I'll post a link. It's really good. If you get a chance, read it. So I've been thinking a little bit about delving into the whole mini painting, and I'm not the best at painting things, and I'm not the best at hand-eye coordination, but painting little things. However, I think I need a little bit of a winter hobby because, you know, as I've said a billion times, it's, you know, 7 or 8 months of cold crap, and I need to have some other things going on that I can work on when I'm not playing or whatever. So yeah, I might start getting into that. I'm going to see what I can find out there. That's not super expensive to kind of get going. I'm wondering if anybody can give me a good, 5 colors or 4 colors that I should be using. Since I'm not going to go stupid crazy and buy a pile of stuff that I may not totally get into this. So if anybody's done some painting of miniatures, and what kind of paints do you use? Do you use acrylic? I used enamel when I was a kid, but mostly because I had paint from doing models. That's another thing I'm going to probably start doing a little bit more this winter, is some car models and maybe some planes, just for something to do. Yeah, keep my mind off of other things and have something to do when I come home. Anyway, yeah, paints, what kind, what do you like? Even minis too, if there's a brand. I know of Reaper I can get here. There's some other ones. I'd really like to find some, not El Cheapo ones, but, you know, some not super expensive ones to start practicing with. The other thing I was thinking is I might even go to Dollarama or the dollar store and see if I can't pick up some, because Halloween's right around the corner, some goofy looking skeletons or army men or something that I can test practice on, just out of curiosity. Okay, so I don't have tons and tons of ideas today, and I know, I'd like to try and keep these things down to not super long. So, yeah, I did a bunch of mapping lately. I'm working on this sort of forest hex crawl thing that's become, went from 2 maps to what's looking like 4 now. So I'm going to probably finish that up. I don't know if it's going to be an adventure. Maybe not. Maybe. It might just be here's 4 forest maps. Go ahead and have some fun. Probably. That's probably what it's going to be. I have a bunch of sci-fi maps I have to, well, sort of mutant future type maps I have to draw. And I did a lot of the writing, but I have to draw like old broken down buildings and stuff. So here's another question. Where do I go to find those kinds of maps? I've looked at some of the old Gamma World stuff, but you know, like the cross-section sort of overhead view maps of, you know, just buildings, right? Like, not like I know how to do sort of dungeons, and I know how to do, you know, caves and things like that. But yeah, like hallways and rooms and stuff. I mean, it's kind of a dungeon map, but I don't know. If you have any good modules I should look at, just map wise, I'd be curious. Okay, that's it for me. Take it easy. Talk to you guys later.
Hi Shane, Arfed here. Just giving you a call in response to your recent podcast. Painting miniatures, that's something my brother was big into. Does a little bit now, but yeah, used to do back in the Games Workshop battles that we used to play and some of their other games. I know he used to use their paints, so Games Workshop's paints, but they've got more and more expensive. My dad's actually got into painting figures for my old miniatures games, and he also paints some of the figures from my board games now, which makes them look a lot better. He uses a Valero, I think it is, V-A-L-L-E-J-O, is the name of the paints. Don't know if you can get them there, but they're good acrylic paints and seem to work well for him. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Hey man, this is Rich from Cockatrice Nuggets. Some good stuff there. I've listened to a handful of your podcasts before, and I'm really glad to hear that someone else looked at that new primer that came out. I thought it was great as well. I don't feel like it's a substitute for the other one. I really like the other one, but this one is more concise. And I agree with you. I feel like after reading it, I'm definitely an old school GM, and a bit of a player too. I like to take the notes, draw the maps and all that crap. Anyway, just want to say, yeah. And you know, you can DM 5e as old school, pretty easily. My players are very into 5e, and they know the shenanigans, and I just GM it like I'm an old school GM, and they play like they're 5e players, so it'll all work out in the end, man. Keep gaming.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.